Lord, I know that many people experience hardship in their lives, and there's chaos in some way or another. Lord, may we see you in your word this morning. And as we go through your word, may we understand that Jesus is always there, either on the mountain praying for us or with us. But when we don't feel like he's there, Lord, let us know in our hearts that he watches over us. Let us understand your principles to know that in all things, we must always keep our eyes on Jesus. And in keeping our eyes on Jesus, Lord, that we will overcome. Lord, let us understand the times. And we pray this morning that you open your word to us. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning we're going to be looking at the subject of Jesus walks on water. Jesus walks on water. And in some sense, John chapter 6 replays itself out again in the end. So open up with me to John chapter 6 and let's start reading from verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. So the Bible tells us that a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles. And many today follow Jesus for the same types of reasons. These people still have relatives that are alive today. They follow Jesus because they want a miracle, or they saw a miracle, and so they want some kind of power. And the Bible tells us that this is not real faith. You have to be careful about following Jesus because you want a miracle. Because there's one who's coming that's going to give miracles, the book of Revelation tells us, and that is the Antichrist. So we follow Christ because of the Word of God, the manner of God that he gave us. We love his Word as opposed to loving a miracle. Real faith is based on the Word of God. That's what the Bible tells us. And we'll see this morning that miracles doesn't give you faith. In fact, miracles is a great form of unbelief, because we seem to need something every now and then, mostly every day, to keep on following Jesus Christ. And so the Bible tells us that this great multitude who were seeking a miracle, or who saw the miracles of Jesus, were following him for that reason. From verse 3. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. In other words, the need is so huge, it was impossible for any man to meet the need. Much like in the end, much like today. The need of salvation is so huge. The need of food is so huge. How are we going to complete what we need to do in Christ? How are we going to meet this need that looks like a mountain? How are we going to get the gospel out? How are we going to do what Jesus wants us to do? Just look at the need. Look in your heart at what Jesus wants you to do. How is it possible to bring it all together? You see, if we leave it to man and man's ability, it's never going to happen. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. Verse 8. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here, and he hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they amongst so many? And this is how it seems. We feel sometimes that what we have is so insignificant, what's the point of even starting? A little boy's lunch, it's laughable. How are we going to feed so many people when all that we have is enough for just a few? What can we do with so little, especially in our own lives? Verse 10. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And that's a lot of people. And notice the number of people that were seeking miracles. 5,000. And they always claim to have that size church. I find that interesting. Verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Well, Jesus always tells us, hunger and thirst, because whatever you hunger and thirst for, Jesus will fill you. He never said to them, take a little bit because there's not enough. When you go to Jesus Christ in faith, there is always enough. Verse 12. And when they had filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. Well, this event actually took place. But with all things in the Word of God, it points to something greater than the miracle in itself. It always points to Jesus Christ as the Messiah, to that prophet that should come into the world. And John handpicks his miracles, which he calls signs, that point to the fact that Jesus is the Messiah. And he even tells us in the last verse of his book that there are so many things that Jesus did that the world could not contain the books that should be written of all that he did. And so he picks his signs carefully to show us who Jesus is. And Jesus did many things. In fact, we could be in those books because Jesus has touched the lives of every single one of us individually, not to mention the other things that he's done in our lives. But John picks out specific things because all of them point to something even greater than what actually happened. You see, the carnal will only see people eating bread, but to the spiritual, there is more. You see, the sign is not an end in itself. False prophets put on signs and wonders, circus crusades that point to nothing. Go to those people afterwards and they'll say to you, it was a brilliant experience. We had goosebumps. But 2 months later, there's no goosebumps and their faith in Jesus Christ seems a bit shipwrecked because they haven't